Welcome to St. Swithin's Church, Retford. Stay or leave, Puritans and Separatists. The Pilgrim story begins with a group of religious dissenters, known as Separatists because they believed it was necessary to separate from the Church of England. Many of these people came from the area around North Nottinghamshire. Persecuted in England, these Separatists began to move to Holland in 1607, and it is people from this group, together with other colonists, who made the journey to America on the Mayflower in 1620.
At home in Holland. Not everyone who fled to Holland from North Nottinghamshire chose to make the trip on the Mayflower. Rosamond Horsfield, Henry Jepson and William Jepson from Worksop, Francis Wright and Elizabeth Neal from Scrooby, and Robrecht Hulin and Gerton Gerrit's daughter from Retford all emigrated to Holland.
The one who didn't leave. Not all those who were unhappy with their lives and the church chose to leave the country. The Reverend George Turwin, vicar at St. Swithin's Church in the early 17th century, decided to stay with his family. Turwin became vicar of All Saints Church, Babworth, after the Reverend Richard Clifton was dismissed for not conforming to church practices.
From England to Holland to America, from 1607, Gainsborough Separatists flee up the River Trent. Scrooby Separatists leave for Holland via Boston, but fail before escaping from Immingham. 1608, Separatists reunite in Amsterdam. 1609, Separatists split, some move to Leiden. 1620, Leiden Separatists leave Holland on the Speedwell. Rendezvous in Southampton with the Mayflower. Depart for America after abandoning the Speedwell. Arrive in Massachusetts late 1620.
A godly education. The success of Protestantism in Retford has been partly linked with the grammar school's foundation in 1551. The school received monies from some of the church institutions which had been disbanded during the Reformation, and many of the former clerics became tutors. By 1600, the community in Retford was relatively well educated. The town was home to several influential Puritan families, including Denman, Spivey, Hersey, Pettinger, and Sloswicks, who encouraged and supported other like-minded individuals in the area.
Pilgrim Roots. Of 102 people who travelled on the Mayflower, just under half were Separatists. The others were adventurers looking to start a life in the New World with its promise of possibilities. The journey was arduous, the conditions desperate. Everyone was crammed together with no personal space. Food and provisions quickly dwindled, and the passengers had to survive by eating hard, mouldy biscuit and drinking brackish water. Remarkably, only one person died on the voyage, William Button, and two babies were born, Oceanus Hopkins and Peregrine White.
Drinking and debate. Most people in the 16th and 17th century chose to drink beer rather than water, which in towns was often polluted. In Retford there were numerous taverns, inns and alehouses. These were busy places that provided public spaces where people could debate issues and discuss ideas on religion, politics and society.
Pilgrim's Trail. This trail connects historic sites across three counties, where the origins of the Separatist story begin. To help us understand why the pilgrims embarked on the Mayflower voyage in 1620, the trail tells the dramatic events that forced them to flee. There are eight sites on the Pilgrim's Trail. Other locations are at Scrooby, Babworth, Sturton-le-Steeple, Austerfield, and Gainsborough.